Good morning. May Spanish Air Force pilot was taken to hospital with injuries after ejecting from his EF-18 Hornet craft before a crash at the Zaragoza airbase. Video shows the EF-18 in a steep climb before pitching over and then careering nose down. The pilot ejected just before the jet hit the ground, resulting in a huge fireball. The Guardia Civil reported that the pilot suffered leg injuries from the low-altitude ejection. The pilot was practicing for an air show when the crash occurred. Authorities said on Saturday that firefighters and soldiers were managing to contain the blaze in the west of the country that has forced hundreds of people to evacuate from nearby villages. That prompted regional forest fire prevention and extinction services to declare the situation stabilised by late Saturday evening. Local authorities have blamed arson for the wildfire that broke out on Wednesday in the sparsely populated region of Extremadura, bordering Portugal. The flames have ravaged some 3,500 hectares of forest and scrubland and forced the evacuation of around 700 people from several villages. Strong winds of up to 60 kilometres an hour had made controlling the flames very difficult. Animal rights activists gathered in Madrid yesterday to protest plans for the construction of an octopus farm, saying there was no respective laws in the country or the European Union to guarantee the welfare of the animals in captivity. The proposed farm, which aims to breed octopuses on a large scale in captivity, is scheduled to be built next year on the Canary Islands. A few dozen people showed up to express their concerns regarding the project, the plans to confine 3 million octopuses in pools, despite the creatures being solitary predators in their natural habitat. Octopuses grown in captivity will behave differently from those in the wild, so said Nova Pesca Nova, the seafood company promoting the farm. Since the demand for octopus consumption has been on the rise, farming octopuses is being regarded as a first step towards ensuring sustainable food production. And a massive fire that broke out in a high-rise apartment block in Benidorm in the early hours of yesterday left residents rushing to safety on the roof. Five fire appliances were deployed to the location on Calle Esperanto just after 5 a.m. They had the fire under control just after 6, with the stranded residents subsequently escorted to safety. Although there were no injuries reported, some of them had to be treated for smoke inhalation. At just after 9:30, the blaze was declared extinguished. Yesterday's incident was the second large fire to occur in Benidorm in the space of a week. A spectacular blaze broke out last week on waste ground near a residential area. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.